702 for the curious.
Streaming countrywide on the 702 app.
17 minutes after 9. This is the Karima Brown Show. We're in the second hour of the show, and we're going to discuss this issue now that the, you know, the South African Human Rights Commission, a report that they released today, and it turns out racism and infringements of socioeconomic rights were the most reported human rights violations in the country for the 2016-2017 financial year. This is according to a South African Human Rights Commission's report that was released today. So basically, it seems over the past 5 years, there's been a significant increase in the number of complaints received by the South African Human Rights Commission regarding healthcare, food, water, social security, and equality. Let's now speak to the spokesperson at the South African Human Rights Commission, Gail Smith. Gail, thank you so much for your time. Welcome to the Karima Brown Show.
Good evening, Camden. Good evening to your listeners, and thank you.
So what do you attribute the increase in race-related discrimination to?
Unfortunately, that's not actually correct, and that isn't what our report says. We don't say that there's an increase. We actually said that there's a decrease, but it would appear that the media is very obsessed with this idea that they are increasing. What we've said is that we've had an increase in the number of equality complaints. But that race, as one of the equality complaints, we've actually seen a significant decrease in the number of race-related equality complaints. Equality does remain the highest number of human rights violations. So the right to equality is being violated increasingly, but there are many grounds for equality. So there's race, there's gender, there's marital status, there's religion, etc. We're seeing an increase in the overall number of equality complaints, but we have noticed a decrease in the number of complaints related specifically to race.
Do you also perhaps go into details around what that is attributed to, this decrease to the number of complaints related to racism?
Well, it could be a number of things. One, it could be that people are more aware of their rights and understand the different kinds of rights they have. Because racism and race-based discrimination is and always has been such a big part of our society. Invariably, when two people have a disagreement and they are of different races, everyone assumes it's based on race.
Yeah.
And often when we then say, well, can you explain what happened? Sometimes in the explaining, it will emerge that even though they're different races, the issue might have been a matter of religion, it might have been an issue of class, it might have been an issue of ability, something other than race. But invariably, when there are different races involved, we all jump to the same conclusion that the whatever the controversy is around race, and it's not always necessarily the case. So it could be that because of our advocacy work and our outreach and the work that we are doing on the Human Rights Commission to educate people about the Constitution, about their rights, that people have a clearer understanding of their rights. And so when they come and complain, they don't reflexively tick race. They tick disability, or they tick just administrative action, or something else.
That's so interesting, Gail, because on the face of it, people would argue that, you know, we've seen perhaps, you know, matters that have been reported in the media. I mean, I can mention Vicky Mombek, Adam Katsavelos, Kessie Nair, who have had, you know, racist, you know, remarks against other races, and they were sort of reporting around their attitudes that remain largely unchanged, their racist attitudes. And we've also seen how reports about how race relations aren't necessarily that improving in the country. So that's why I'm saying it's so interesting that you find that there's been this decrease then in the number of complaints related to racism. But as you say, this could be as a result of the advocacy work that you do. But I want us to focus on another issue, complaints that are related to healthcare, food and water, which I understand were on the increase. Correct me if I'm wrong here. What do they tell us, if that's the case, about the persistence, recurrence of the cycle of poverty?
Well, it's exactly that. It is exactly that. What it tells us is what the Constitution tells us and what the Equality Act tells us. That the social ills and the inequality of our country are structural. They are systemic. they're not matters of individuals. It's not that Clement dislikes Gale, so he does X, Y, or Z. Mm. These are deep historical, structural inequalities that are built into the very system of our society, into the systems of our economy, into our education, and that we need structural responses to them. So with respect to health, food, water, social security, this is the top five, four rights violations that we've had over 5 years. So that would be one, equality, two, health, food, social security, etc. Those are the economic and social rights.
Mm.
Then the third one is relates to arrest and detention, then labor-related, then just administrative action. What we've seen over four consecutive years is that these four top violations have remained consistent. What this tells us is that the systemic inequalities remain. Further, it shows us that service delivery with respect to health, food, water, and social security is not happening at the pace or in the way that it should be happening. That in the main, people are still being denied rights that they are guaranteed in the Constitution.
Mm.
So it does speak to ongoing structural inequality. I just want to come back to your earlier point about the strangeness of the dip.
Yeah.
And the fact that you've seen, Adam and Vicky and all of these.
Yeah, and Gail, I'm going to just ask you, sorry, Gail, before you answer that particular question, I'm going to ask you to please speak closer to your phone because the line seems to be...
Apologies, is that better?
That's much better. You can continue.
I'm so sorry about that.
No problem.
I just wanted to come back to that. Mm. You talk about how you're seeing it in the media.
Mm.
The fact of the matter is that the media's job is to amplify things.
Yeah.
So when these matters break on Facebook, it is the media that does amplify them. And I think that what we need to think about very carefully as a society is really the extent to which social media is having an impact on social cohesion, and the extent to which we respond to matters that arise on social media, but we will walk right past a human being whose rights are being violated, that we really need to get, we need to broaden our focus a little bit and begin to understand that it's not just that what happens on social media, that mm-hmm. inequality and people's rights are being violated off of social media, and that our attention as a society also does need to shift slightly, that we need to be a bit more concerned about the rights of those people who are not necessarily on social media
mm.
or those cases that are not getting as much exposure. And also, there is this obsession in South Africa, rightfully so, with race. But what people also need to realize is that even if we had racial harmony and we were all singing Kumbaya and loving one another, we would still not be achieving the kind of society that our constitution expects. If people with disabilities are being discriminated against, if women are being discriminated against because of their marital status, if women are being discriminated against because they are pregnant, race is not the only thing that matters. There are other rights that are equally important, and they can't be separated out from race. You are more than your race. You're a race, you're a gender, you're an ethnic origin, you have a religion. We are complex people, and so discrimination happens in complex ways. And we cannot constantly focus on race to the detriment of the other rights.
Mm. Which brings me to the issue around the disability-related complaints. What did your report find in that regard? Are they also on the upward trajectory?
Yes, that was one of the findings of the report, which really should be a matter of concern. So while we've seen a slight drop in race, so race and disability fall in the same category or the same basket.
Yeah.
They are equality-related matters, right?
Mm.
So we've seen a slight drop in race, but we have seen an increase in the number of complaints related to discrimination based on disability. And that should be a concern to us because it does indicate that we are not making the kind of progress we would like to to get people to understand the importance of equality, that people with disabilities are entitled to equalities, and we should be as concerned about their rights as we are concerned about the rights of those who are discriminated against based on race.
Mm. You've spoken then about the systemic inequalities that remain, you know, the rights that are denied and the rights that are guaranteed by the Constitution. Does your report also make recommendations on the face of what you have found in this instance, perhaps to the various institutions or even to government, a recommendation to say this is what we found and this is what we're recommending should actually happen going forward to avoid us going back and finding that there is an increase in the disability-related complaints, for example?
Well, this report doesn't make any particular recommendations. It's not that kind of report. It's a trends analysis report, and what we do is we take all the complaints that we get through all our 9 provinces, and we start to put them in categories, and we start to see trends where they are emerging. We do make recommendations in other reports. So we've done equality reports where we have a disabilities and inequality issue. We have made recommendations to the state and to relevant sectors where they need to respond to human rights, where we perceive human rights violations to be happening. So we do make recommendations to the state and to other actors.
Mm. Look, thank you so much for your time. Gail Smith, spokesperson at the South African Human Rights Commission.